and gentlemen, Al Porter on Today FM.
Yes, hello, hello. It is Al Porter here. I'm with you until 2:30 today. And I hope wherever you are, whether you're in the car, the kitchen, the canteen, that you're having a good day and that you enjoyed the sunshine yesterday. But this is the wrong theme tune for today altogether. Enough of that. This is what I want to be my theme tune today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Fry is to be probed no more. At least not by the Gardaí. The blasphemy complaint has been dropped, you may have heard, after failure to find a substantial number of outraged people. In other news, for the exact same reason, Joe Duffy is now looking for a job. It's Al Porter on Today FM, and now it's time for a bit of Calvin Harris.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Ed Sheeran there, Castle on the Hill on Today FM. Before that, fabulous Irene Cara, What a Feeling from Flashdance the movie. Ed Sheeran can do no wrong at the moment. He's all over the charts. Now, last week, we were talking about things you've never done, and I'd never seen The Shawshank Redemption, but we moved on to people who'd never been to London or people who'd never gone shopping up north or all sorts of things. And John Lakes in Kilkenny, despite being 34 years old, had never been to a gig, and we thought we would rectify that and send him to one. John, how are you today?
Good, and you, Al?
I'm very good, thanks, man. What are you up to today? Last time you were delivering a parcel.
Oh, Jesus. Parcels coming out of my ears, yeah.
So, John, just for people who weren't listening last week, how the hell did you get to 34 and never once go to a live concert?
Life went on, as I said. I have two kids young, so they kind of kept us occupied there for the last 10 years anyway, you know?
Yeah. So you had the kids very young and you were just kind of stuck indoors and getting down to business with the wife and the family.
Well, basically, yeah. But of course, where we're living out the country, it's not exactly ideal to get here and there with kids and going here and there with kids, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like, it's not hopping with gigs around where you are. It's not the same as living around the corner from the Point.
Oh, jeez, no, the Point. No, I'm in Kilkenny, but I'm living about 10 miles from the town itself, you know?
Okay. So we got you tickets to see a sold-out show, Christy Moore, right, who was in Waterford. So you surely didn't take the kids with you, or what did you do?
No, we drove down for the gig. And
Today FM with Al Porter.
Yes, we're back in studio with Colin Hay.
Hey!
Al Porter here with you until 2:30, joined by the absolutely brilliant Colin Hay. Here's a text for you. Great voice, absolutely love Scrubs, the best comedy of the noughties, in my humble opinion. Tell Colin I love him. That's from Laura. Then we have, Colin Hayes is Scottish. I always thought he was Australian. You learn something new every day. So there you go.
That's right, mate. Yeah, that's right.
This is an interesting one. Marion Finglas says, is Colin married? Please marry me.
I am married, but I'll marry you anyway.
All right, okay, happy days. Bit of bigamy, why? That's very big of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Colin, you're going to do a classic for us now.
Oh, yes, I am. You ready? Traveling in a freighter out combi on a hippie trail. Head full of zombies.
Holding me back. Shawn Mendes and There's Nothing Holding Me Back on Today FM and kicking us off with the Stereophonics and Have a Nice Day. I don't think I could really go on with the show because it's going to be such a fun-filled show, and there's going to be competitions and there's going to be silly quizzes and Agony Al and all sorts of nonsense. I wouldn't really feel comfortable doing all that without talking about what everybody is talking about today. It was probably the first thing you spoke about this morning over breakfast, the first thing you spoke with your colleagues, maybe the last thing you spoke about last night when you saw it all flooding in. So yes, of course, what happened in Manchester Arena last night at the Ariana Grande concert, absolutely horrific. 22 dead, 59 injured, just about 10:30 p.m. as the concert finished, a huge explosion, and there were 21,000 people at it, mostly teenagers and kids, which I suppose a lot of people are rightly commenting is part of the real inhumanity of all this is completely innocent young people caught up in something like this. And as is the kind of instant social media drenched world that we live in, we all watched it unfold as it did, just at the exact same time, just horror as the events unfolded right before our eyes. Graphic, disturbing images. I was just up late last night and I was scrolling through Facebook, and there they were. Just disturbing pictures, bloodied concert goers, and the chaos, the confusion, and the panic. And that was the thing. And the sheer panic, if you can imagine, from anybody who knew people who were going to the concert, or knew people that were living in Manchester. And it's just shocking, just so inhumane. And we all hoped the same thing, I think, because the first post I saw about it was an explosion at the concert, and we all hoped it was a technical fault, didn't we? That's what we wanted it to be. We wanted it to be a speaker had blown up, or some of the rig had fallen down in some sort of freak act of God. And then, of course, the two words that none of us wanted to see: suicide bomber. That's what we kept reading then. Suicide bomber in Manchester. Death toll keep going up. And it is just horrendous. And I have no doubt that parents much further than Manchester, much further than Ireland, even overseas, I mean, this is global news, will be paranoid from here on out about where their kids go. And it's devastating. And actually, in a way, I just feel so hopeless over it, because how do you avoid it? I mean, where do you go? Where do you not go? I mean, you can't prepare for that. It's a bloody Ariana Grande concert. I mean, how do you decide not to go to Ariana Grande because you think that something like this could happen? You can't. Totally helpless and out of our control. And the scarier thing for me than being caught up in a war is caught up in a war that you don't understand, because many of us, we just don't know what these people want, the kind of people who do this kind of thing. And it's not, and thankfully there's lots of people posting that kind of thing, it's not the Muslims, it's just these extremists. What do they want? Ariana Grande tweeting there earlier saying she's broken. She said, from the bottom of my heart, I am so, so sorry. I don't have words. And of course, she's cancelled her tour. And so many lives are just ruined by this, devastated. Because I have no doubt that historically people will look back on this and it'll have a big global narrative, and it'll be a part of what was going on with America and the West, and the Middle East and all this kind of stuff. But for somebody that was there, that's personal, incredibly personal. Imagine right now, imagine somebody you love. I did this earlier just to try and remind myself that it's not just a number. Imagine someone, whether it's your brother or your sister or your mom or your boyfriend or your husband, and you love them, you love going home to them, you love holding their hand, or you love seeing them, and they go to a concert and you can never talk to them again. You're going to go to their funeral soon. Absolutely horrible. The only glimmer of hope I think we can cling to is the huge outpouring of support that we've all seen, and the Mancunians' generosity to everybody at the concert. That was immediate. Just the huge open arms. And it does prove there's a lot more good out there than evil. And we leave it at that. I'm going to have a fun show from now. And I'm sorry if you thought that was a bit heavy, but sure, I think it's important to say we're all thinking about everybody over there today. We're going to have a fun show from now on. Here's Gavin James anyway. I don't know why, on Today FM.
Don't know why.
Well, absolutely. Come here. I hear that you spotted your next movie. Are you going to go see Baywatch?
Oh, God, yes. If I did figure like one of them nine boys. Or if I could swim like one of them.
The man who's in it, The Rock. Do you like him? Dwayne Johnson, the big muscly fella.
Oh, lovely. I'd like to feel one of his muscles.
You're a dark horse now with your 50 Shades of Grey and you're feeling The Rock's muscles.
Don't tell anyone that.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't tell anyone that.
We rarely do interviews on this show. We end up talking to barefooted people or people who can't swim or all kinds of manner of punters. We rarely get celebs on the show, but how can you turn it down? How can you turn down any opportunity to talk to one of your favourite singers of all time? She's absolutely amazing. Singer, DJ, model, and she's on the line. I love her. You won't believe it. It's Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Hello.
Oh, can you do all my introductions ever, please?
What, was it too much or was that okay?
No, I think you could have gone further.
I don't know. I mean, I can go further if you want. You know what I mean? Queen of the dance floor.
Yeah.
Disco yep. goddess.
Brilliant.
I believe you had a load of birthdays recently. Was it like loads of the kids' birthdays? Is there, you've got Sonny, Kit, Ray and Jesse.
I do. I have four children and 50% of them have April birthdays. But also my husband and I also do as well. So April is really busy. Yeah, it's always a crazy month when it rolls into view because it's just birthday season.
I'm so jealous of you and your husband because he can fly you places.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, he's got a pilot's license and it's quite funny because in his sort of late 20s, he started getting really into golf. And I don't know your view on golf, Al, but
it's kind of boring, isn't it?
I think it's a very unsexy sport. So I was like, I'm going to nip this in the bud. And I bought him some flying lessons for his birthday and it worked a treat. And
oh my God.
Clubs are in the attic and he can fly. So
talk about changing your man. I love it.
It's subtle, but you know.
We were talking yesterday about glitter boobs. Have you ever heard of these?
Mm-mm, I have not.
Right, so apparently it's like you put these gel on your boobs and then you stick all these gems on it and blah, blah. Anyway, they're all going to be doing it at the festivals, but I was wondering maybe would we see Sophie Ellis-Bextor glitter boobs at Glastonbury?
I just didn't know that was a term for it. I mean, if you put glitter anywhere, it gets everywhere anyway. So, you know, glitter everything. Isn't that just normal?
I know. Mars. That's what I like. And before that, Brandon Flowers, Crossfire on Today FM. Al Porter here with you until 2:30. And it's time now for a little shift in tone as we do something a little bit different. Every Tuesday, we have a little section of the show, not taking the mick, called Agony Al. If you're caught in an awkward situation, an issue at work, at home, that you're too embarrassed to tell anybody about, you can tell me. I'm here to help in any way I can. There's no issue too small or trivial for Agony Al. Last week, we had a problem from a lady listener. Her best friend was trying to set her up with her brother, and she just didn't fancy him, wanted to know how she could let him down gently, and I gave my advice, and then the listeners, in turn, as always, you at home, helped out by texting 53102, emailing al@todayfm.com with your own advice, getting in touch with what's on your mind. We have another email in now from an anonymous. And they say, Al, I can't get over my ex, and it's nearly 2 years since he ended it. I was besotted with him. Just as I was getting over him a bit, he started coming back for some fun times, even though he has a girlfriend. I was not strong enough to say no and haven't seen him since Christmas. He continued to post lovey-dovey photos on Facebook of him and his girlfriend while I was seeing him. He did text me on Valentine's Day. I'm fed up with this situation. Can you offer any advice, please? Thank you. Now look, the thing is, honestly, when I read that, my heart goes out to you. I feel so sorry for that person. 2 years. Such a long time to waste on someone who clearly doesn't love you. And you shouldn't love him either. I don't even think you do love him. I mean, you're besotted with him, you say, but you're probably in love with the idea of him, you know, the idea of being together. But that's not what you have. I mean, if you want to love somebody, you got to be a team. It's about loyalty. You're devoting yourself to them. You don't cheat on that person. You know, you strive to support them. You want to respect them. You want to be proud of them. And you're together. You're mates. You know, I mean, if he's doing that to her, this girlfriend who he supposedly likes, and he's going behind his back with her, what does that say about her or you or him? I mean, that's not a nice person. And I noticed that you mentioned, haven't seen him since Christmas, and then almost as if you're making things up for him, you go, oh, he did text me on Valentine's Day. Look, Valentine's, Christmas, they're days when we want to be with somebody. I get it. You want someone to text. You want some, but the right person, someone who treats you with respect, somebody who loves you. You might be in love with the idea of being with somebody, but this isn't the guy for you. You deserve somebody who doesn't have somebody else, who doesn't ignore you at one stage and come back for fun times. Somebody that actually loves you. And I tell you what you need to do. You need to defriend him on Facebook, block the phone number, cut it loose, and then remind yourself, whenever you start thinking, oh God, but wasn't he wonderful? Remind yourself of the reality. Not the fiction in your imagination. The reality is he's with somebody else. He's using you for your body and he's treating you really, really poorly. And you deserve better than that. Block him, cut him out, ghost him, never existed, move on. And before you know it, you might actually meet somebody who treats you how you deserve to be treated and actually loves you. And when you love them, you're going to go, oh my God. That's what I thought love was? No, this is love. That's what's going to happen. Maybe our listeners have other advice. You just text us 53102. What do you think she should do? /Al Porter. And there's probably going to be a post on the Facebook page as well, if you're so inclined. Now, we're going to play a little game of Car Kitchen Canteen. If you've been listening to the show, you'll know what it is. Depending on where you're listening, we have a corresponding song. All you have to do is text us where you're listening. Are you in the car? Are you in the kitchen? Are you in the canteen? Where are you listening to the show right now? If you're in the car, you might get a little bit of this. Yes, keep on moving from five. We're having a bit of a throwback Thursday here with these ones. If you're in the kitchen, you might get a bit of this. Yes, Atomic Kitten getting their hole again. And then Canteen, you can hear this.
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension.
Shakira, Shakira, hips don't lie from Shakira. Where are you listening to the show? Text us on 53102. Celeb versus Pleb is up next. But first, here's a bit of Kygo and Selena Gomez.